I was like, let's do it again. The guy was like, probably pissed off.
Yeah, he's already done it twice or three times.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to eat?
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you the phone.
Smells good. All right, where's the soap?
Daniel Coleman. Yeah, that's no worries. He's just sort of, like, even if it was just at the least to jump in on the server or whatever else, but obviously if you've got,
That one takes the SATA drive too, right?
Yeah. The drive?
Yep. You just replace the wires?
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, no.
Yours are herd mounted. I got one. The drive is off. You replace this wire, and you replace this wire,
okay.
And you can plug in a SATA drive.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sort of doing sales and stuff at the moment as well. Services here and there.
Popped in.
So yeah, it's not too bad. Just
put that back in.
Just the whole workload of getting things out there. So we are getting bites here and there, so which is good. Yeah. So things are moving along. So it just takes time. You've got to spend a bit of time to get it all going. So. Yeah, exactly.
How? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Is you got to take the drive?
Yeah.
No worries, fridge.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah, no worries.
Once you pull out the freezer, right. It's destroyed. But once it gets cold, then pull it up, plug it in, put water pressure right on the top of it, it'll give it just enough slippage room to get itself right back on track, because it's got technology in order to do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I could show you on that one if you'd like.
What?
Cool. So I can read the drive.
Wait a minute. You can... So you would read the drive?
Yes. A microscope?
How long does it last? How long does it last? Until it heats up, or...?
No. No, then it's realigned. It's okay.
Oh.
Hmm. Wait a minute. So you freeze it, you plug it in, and you're stepping on it or putting pressure.
You put pressure.
Don't freeze it. freeze it. If you freeze it, you step on it.
Well, what kind of bread? Like a vice?
Pork? Right? Enough pressure. Once you've done it enough times, you know the amount of pressure.
You can hear the clunk, you put too much pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Like anything with computers.
You could damage a drive that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If it's already cooked.
Exactly.
But yeah, but if you want to retrieve, mm-hmm. if you want that information.
Exactly.
How long, so if you just keep a drive like that, then that's your redundant storage, right? You just let it run out, and then you know you can realign it later and read it.
Eventually, it's going to start losing sectors.
It's all magnetic?
When it's out of alignment, it does scratch the head, so it won't be able to write to those areas anymore, that type of thing.
Yeah, man. You need something with parity.
I have no
clue. Why would you want to mock it?
I want to get a RAID 10.
RAID 10?
It's a 0 and a 1.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know they got 0-1 and 1-0?
I don't get it.
It's just a different...
You know what striping is?
Hmm?
You know what striping is?
Is not having sharing between two hard drives?
Basically. Putting information on both of them.
Is that Michael?
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
That's excellent.
Oh, man.
I'm done with the outside world.
That's why you went to the top.
Yeah, well, air, right? Air is good. And then I can turn on lights.
So yeah, we can copy and paste that price chart without actually including the percentage tables that are below it.
Cool.
For people to see. Or debate and whatnot.
Who is James, by the way?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, B might be out because he's going up to do it now. Plus he's got all the other shit that he's been dealing with for the government stuff.
Yeah,
basically to get in to be a website main customer, it's $20 a month.
Perfect. Perfect.
That gives you less than up to 5 basic pages, up to 2 advanced pages, which includes the main page with the menu system and the contact page. So both of those would be advanced pages.
Sorry.
Contact
it's a form.
A form and whatever it says.
It might be hackable. Up to 2 advanced. One would be the main page with the menus and stuff on it. And then the other one would be the contact page. So if they don't want a contact page, it frees up an advanced page for something else that's outlined below, or actually above, I think. But if they want a contact page on top of a normal website, that's basically the 2 major or 2 advanced pages there. Anything else is going to cost more.
Okay.
It's hard to read from this far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's the first line.
Want me to move?
Second line is, no, one basic change a month is included, which allocates basically 10 minutes a month to that customer. One domain included, one email included, hosting is included, 5 gig is included, unlimited bandwidth with a star for, you know, typical rates or whatever, included in all packages. Okay, so there's the member package, which is basic membership to us. That's $20 a month and $100 initial startup. And it allocates 10 minutes a month for them, basically one basic change. And there's the professional package, which costs $50 a month but has no initial startup. So the salespeople kind of lose by them getting that package in some ways, but it'll add up.
Hmm. I was just thinking, I hope this comes across without butchering English, but... One good way of getting metrics and getting potential sales is we would be able to, could we monitor each account's bandwidth usage? Yeah, right? We'd have to be able to charge them. Like, that's how Rogers does the overcharge stuff, right?
Pretty sure, yeah.
All right. wish to do.